This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Polar Pod, the most affordable cold plunge pot on the market. Save 10% off with code MMA. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 629.
629 us.
My name is Nico Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By our fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. You drinking the fucking moonshines? Of a ball jar.
Straight moonshine from the tap. Straight H2O.
Fuck yeah.
I've been outside all day. I am pooped. Freaking soccer tournament. Soccer tournament. Kids soccer tournament.
They're doing work.
Keeping doing the work.
Busy.
It's exciting. Parents really get into some shit, man. I think people are crazy about their kid sports.
Yeah, I've seen at a soccer tournament, I saw one of the opposing kids' parents get kicked out when they stopped the game and said, "We're not fucking playing until you go into the fucking parking lot." I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like, some shit's going down here.
You're out of here.
Yeah. Like, well, at least it's not me.
I've seen the ump do that at a baseball game, kick a coach out. And I'm unless you leave, I'm calling the game. It was one of those, like, you need to And the guy went, like, in the stands. He goes, "No, you need to get in your car and you need to get out of here. You need to leave now." I don't know what happened. I guess it was one of those, like, you know, put a little dirt on the umpire's shoes kind of moment. I don't know what he said to the guy. Obviously something he didn't like. So probably was about his mom.
Yeah. "Why don't you go fuck your mother and her dirty asshole?"
That's right.
Whoa. Hey.
How's your wife and my kids?
Yeah. What? 209.
Oh man.
Hey, how about those Bears?
Can we talk about these Chicago Bears for a moment? I didn't see the whole game. I saw a good portion of it in the highlights. I am confused. I was happier with the offense, but also wondering if they're ever going to block for Justin Fields. There's like no pass protection. He's not going to make it to game five at this rate. He's got sacked like 10 times or something, didn't he?
And pressured and hit and he's at that point where he's not comfortable. So he's not even making good decisions when he has open receivers and time, because he's like fucking shell shocked. But I think if you're 0-2, that's not a good sign. Could be the worst team in football. Might as well tank it out this year then, if this is what the route we're going to go. Cause
maybe that might be the strategy.
And no one told us, right? Because, I mean, the play calling got a little better, but they're still pulling the screen bullshit. Like, why are you throwing a fucking screen again? Fuck your screens. They don't work. Like, it's just not working. So stop it. Change your game plan and let Fields run the ball. I mean, like, he had like a quadrillion yards last year. And granted, it probably wasn't scripted that way, but I know you don't want to get him hurt, but look what's happening. Now we're just completely ineffective, because I think like the last, I don't know if it was 6 to 8 games of last season, they led the NFL in offense. And now what
Fields was leading in rushing for a while, wasn't he? Like, he was
And that was his, I think, the second most rushing yards by a quarterback ever. And he could have got it, but I think they were telling him near the end, like, you don't need to do so much. He was probably injured too, but
yeah,
it's not a good start.
No, and I'm wondering, moving forward, if they're going to be able to even, you know, look like a team that we can root for, because it's freaking like disgusting. And what about those uniforms? What's up with the orange on orange?
I don't like it. I like the orange jersey, but you got to wear the blue helmet.
Yeah, or orange helmet, blue jersey. That looks cool. But apparently there's some kind of rule about, you know, the No Fun League has rules about the uniforms. And
that looks fucking stupid, orange on orange. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they didn't go orange all the way down, too, with the orange pants. Like, that's the worst.
That might have been epic. Orange shoes, orange helmet, orange pants.
It's
orange,
too much.
Straight it's orange much. Everywhere.
Fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, it's like looking like a traffic cone.
Pretty much. It's tough to watch. And, you know, I give them one more and then I'm out. I'm out if this shit doesn't turn. It's three games. And then you got to seriously consider what the fuck you're doing. You got to look at everything. You just blew it all up. And
you did.
You're not getting any good results. And I think a lot of this lies on the coaching. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, one more football thing before we get into MMA. Are you following this Deion Sanders thing at all in Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
What a crazy fucking story. Like, oh my God, I watched the game last night a little bit and I thought they were going to lose. And then they come back in double overtime and he's got both of his sons on both sides of the ball making crazy plays. And it's just insane. I don't even know. He's got like a horseshoe up his ass.
Confusing because I didn't know he had two sons on the team. I'm like, wait a second. He's got a quarterback and a defensive back. He's just going offensive defense. What the fuck is going on? You got Bo Jackson?
I thought it was the same person for a while. And then I realized it was two different people. Yeah, so which you're like, okay. But holy cow, man. I mean, they paid him like $25 million or something nuts. And they were like, we'll figure out how to make the money back later. They have the highest average ticket price in all of in college football right now for their live games. That's how much people want to go like check this show out. I mean, I doubt they're going to be undefeated, right? But still, he's already won more games than last year. So,
and then pull in like a million other people? Because now I think there's some kind of weird transfer thing you can do. So he just is like, I'm taking all these kids from here, here, and here.
Yep. They all want to play for him.
Fuck yeah. Makes sense.
Success, right?
Good for him. And then on a positive note for Chicago sports, the Chicago Blackhawks had their first prospects game. So Connor Bedard,
he
played his first game. He had 3 goals and an assist. And the Blackhawks smoked St. Louis. I think it was 5-0. And I think they're playing again tonight, but I'm not sure if he's going to play again because he really shouldn't be playing. Like, he wants to play. But again, you don't want him playing meaningless games and getting injured. It's kind of like
what is a prospects game? I'm trying
to just all out. Like the rookies and kids that are trying to make the team kind of shit. So there's no veterans out there. But still, you might have someone who's trying to make another team as a tough guy and just fucking railroad him. Like, you don't want to lose him to some numbnut motherfucker. So give him a game, maybe two. I wouldn't have even had him play. And I think he was lobbying to play because he's like, oh, I'm just a rookie. I'm like, well, you're humble, but you're not just a fucking rookie. You're like the next Wayne Gretzky motherfucker.
Yeah. So
let's not get you injured before your career starts. Yeah,
exactly.
Because, I mean, I think the first game of the hockey season starts in about a month. Which is crazy because he'll definitely be on the team. So hopefully, I mean, granted, they're not going to be 100% better, but they're going to be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what, like, we were talking about just announcers in general. Like, that's why the Hawks games, even when they sucked, used to be good because they had a announcer that had been there for fucking since, shit, I don't know, 30, 40 years. Now they don't have that. But it's like, I kind of wish the Bears would just have a set team of broadcasters. So it's not like every week you have these new dipshits calling the game, like sucking this guy off, sucking that guy off.
Mm-hmm.
So when the games aren't going good, they're just kind of bullshitting. And that's part of what makes a good broadcast is you don't always have to be calling the game, most of the game. But then you could be bullshitting and telling stories on the side and feel like we missed that, especially if the Bears are going to eat shit like this. Like, they eat shit. Like, I don't mind when the Blackhawks eat shit if you have good announcers. They have shitty announcer right now. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, I remember. Back in the 90s, you had some pretty big dogs doing some announcing, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. Or funner when things aren't going well. Because then it could be a podcast. Yes.
Fun fact. I don't know if you knew this or not. Maybe you did. Did you know that Mike Goldberg did a stint as the Detroit Red Wings play-by-play commentator alongside Mickey Redmond in the 90s?
I do vaguely remember that because he was always very big into the hockey.
Yes. So Mickey Redman was the shit, man. He's a great announcer. But yeah, anyways. No segue into MMA.
That's right. You got to remember the first 5 minutes of the show, it's local Chicago sports where we usually are shitting on them.
The Bears.
Pass right on past that if you don't appreciate that.
That's all.
And if you do, enjoy. If you don't, pass on by.
Yes.
All right. UFC. I forgot what they call this. Noche UFC. This is Mexican Independence Day.
Yes.
Let's start main event. Valentina Shevchenko versus Grasso 2.
I don't know. Like, all right. I mean, this fight, I think it was highly competitive. I think it was a close fight, tough one to score in some respects. But in my opinion, Shevchenko did enough to win this fight. I think she won the first, third and fourth rounds, and she definitely lost the fifth round, but not 10-8. So I don't know. Like, how do we talk about this? Because I got some beef with the judging and this shit. Like, I want to hear your. Have we ever had a what do they call it? A split draw?
Yeah, there's been a handful and title fights.
Oh, has there been one?
Yeah, there's been a bunch. There's been like 5 or 6 other ones in title fights. But I mean, you're talking a number of years in the UFC, so there's a history of that. So I actually scored it the other way. I thought it was a clear 3-2 for Grasso. I mean, it's a close fight. I'm okay if it goes the other way, but I had round one Shevchenko, round two Grasso, round three Shevchenko, 4 Grasso, 5 Grasso.
Okay. So I had 4 for Shevchenko by a hair, right? And the judge that got Mike Bell, who scored it exactly the same as the rest of the one of the other judges, but gave a 10-8 round to Grasso for the fifth round. Did that look like a 10-8 round? I mean, we've seen some 10-8 rounds, you know, that did not look like a 10-8 round, not even close. Like, come on.
No, 10-8 is like you're basically murdering someone for the entire 5 minutes of a round. It's not just like, oh, you're a minute Frankie 30 Edgar, domination. Like, that's like a 10-2. I don't know what that fucking that is. But that is, at minimum, that round is a 10-8.
Yes.
And especially when the judges are so hesitant to give out a 10-8. They're so, like, it's 10-9, 10-9. They rarely even do a draw round. Like, you could do a draw round.
You can?
Sure, fuck yeah. You can do whatever you want. They never do it. So, that again, and there's got to be some scrutiny on the judge if he fucks up that bad. Because the 10-8 is egregious. Because what happens if it's this 10-9? Then Shevchenko wins.
Correct. Yeah, hang on. I'll bring up the scorecard here real quick if I can find it. There it is. So yeah, here. So you have Mike Bell on the left, if you can see clearly, the 10-8 round down here, and everybody else had it 10-9 for Grasso. So I think, like you were saying, the discrepancy here is round four. I think we all agree on rounds 1, 2, 3, and 5 that they were judged that who won those rounds. Now, whether it's an 8 or not, I say no way. And 4 was questionable. So yes, if looking at this, Shevchenko should have won this fight, given the 10-8. And I call bullshit because you got the Noche thing, Mexican Independence Day. They want to set up a trilogy fight. I'm calling conspiracy on this thing. I feel like they set this shit up, and now they're going to have a third fight, and it's going to be big. And I do. Here's what I'll say though, too, is it was entertaining. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great fight.
Good fight.
Yeah. So I don't mind seeing it again, but I'm just kind of bummed out that it ended the way it did. You know, so.
No, I just think it was funny because Shevchenko even alluded to the point of like, man, I think that judge was under a lot of pressure because it's Mexican Independence Day. The crowd, fuck you, you fucking bitch. Wow, that's a bold statement, but she doesn't handle a fucking loss well. And I would assume a draw is a loss because she keeps her belt, which seems kind of weird to me. Because if it's a title fight, the belt is open. And if it's a draw, I feel like it should just, you got to fight again and no one holds the belt.
So it's vacant?
But it has to be between the two people that just fought. Like they would have to rematch for that belt. But so they're, owner.
Are they both interim champs?
Nobody's a champ at that point. It's open. There's got to be something, because why if the belt is on the line, why if it's no one wins, why does she keep the belt? That doesn't make sense. There's no winner. So how do you get the belt then? I get she didn't lose it, but she didn't win it either.
Good point. Good point.
But anyway, Shevchenko is 0-1. She hasn't beaten Grasso in two fights. How's that? And this also goes back to the EA UFC cover curse. Don't be on the fucking cover, because now that's two of the three people that have lost or not won their fight. Let's be correct. So Adesanya lost. He was on a deluxe version. Shevchenko and Volkanovski. Guess who's going to lose again? Next. Volkanovski. Bet against him.
I think he's going to keep it. When is that happening again? I forgot.
I don't know. Was he fighting Makhachev? I don't even fucking remember. Who the fuck is he fighting now? I can't remember now. But anyway, at the end of the day, should they run this fight back? Because if you think about it, she hasn't beaten her twice.
Well, here's my question. Yeah. What happened if they run it back again and Shevchenko wins? They are still in a rubber match. So they're going to have to fight a fourth time?
Right, right. That's why I said I'm almost under the impression of, since we're going to play by their rules and Grasso retains the belt, I feel like we should just do another fight. Like, have both of them fight someone else just to freshen the shit up a little bit. And then we come back and do it again. Because the other thing was, would she have won the Mexican UFC belt? Because they made this special belt for her, and I'll pull it up here.
Oh, let's see. I did not see this.
So this was the belt that they had. So would they have presented that to Shevchenko? Because that's what was presented to Grasso. Hmm. It's odd.
It is odd. See what I mean? Mexican belt, Shevchenko.
Yeah.
Those two don't go together. It's weird. It's just not weird. So much. That's all I'm saying. It's weird. Those belts are not cheap. Cheaply made sometimes, maybe, but not cheap. AKA Strickland. But
right, duct tape that fucker together. Can we get Strickland like a better belt? I don't know what his should look like. Maybe some guns on it. And then there was this other fight which will be a little interesting. So there was a little controversy. I want to get your take on this. I'm gonna have to fucking blur this out and hopefully they don't like fuck with our video, but there was a guillotine applied in this one fight, and the ref stopped the fight because he saw this arm go limp. And then they looked at the replay, made the fight a no contest. But I want to know, do you think the ref was right or wrong? And I'll play this here and then blur the screen out. But I'll turn the sound off so you can kind of see.
Okay, he's got him in guillotine.
And like a guy, he's fighting the hands up by his head.
Arm looks fine.
See how he drops the arm? But then when he comes out, he's totally okay. He's like, what the fuck? And we've seen that happen before. But then they actually did the right thing and went instant replay. Ref's like, I fucked that up. And they went no contest. So I think Ariel Helwani made this point too. Like, if we've all recognized this fuck up, why can't we just go back to the same position and restart the fight? Doesn't that make the most sense? Instead of like, oh, we're going to have to reschedule this fight now because it's a no contest. Just restart in that same position.
Yeah, the tough part is how do you know how deep that choke is in? I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I think that could work. But how do you know exactly how deep it was, right? There's going to be some discrepancy there. So it's like...
And then now his arms aren't tired.
Right.
The other guy's not as tired. Like, who recovered the most? Like, I get it, but just seems like we're going to have to redo this whole fucking thing again. and there's no resolution, and now one guy loses his win bonus.
Well, okay, let's think this through for a second. So if they started over again, so both guys are fresh, like with a new fight, that seems fair. Now, if they started over again, you can't get that exact same position. So it's not like wrestling where you each get a turn on the back. So it's because you could finish somebody, right? Like in MMA, you can knock them out or whatever. So it's not like you can, you know, have two rounds no matter what. I don't know. I'm a big fan. If that happens, I think they just start them standing.
I'm okay with that. I mean, it's a little shitty, but I'd rather roll my dice and do it again. Because if I already almost finished you, I'm probably still going to finish you. Yeah.
Well, you can say, hey, you guys want to restart? Yes, no. And then if somebody says no, then it's a no contest.
Yeah.
But if they both go, fuck it, let's go. Maybe.
And then.
I don't know. But
I think they also got to look at the ref too. And like, you got to, I don't know if you grab the guy's arm and like, see, is it limp or not? Like pick it up a couple of times and drop it. Or like, hey fighter, are you still all right? Like, are you still conscious? Yes. No. Like there needs to be a better system to check on the guy, because you can't, if his arm just went limp, he's still with it. Sometimes he might just be trying to relax his way out of it. As I forget the other fight, the same scenario happened where the guy's arm went limp. They stopped the fight and he's like, I'm fucking totally all right. Like, what are we doing here?
Right.
So, I mean, at least it got a no contest, but it's just a shitty way all the way around.
It is. I agree. Not cool, but what are you going to do? People make mistakes. Hopefully he learns from them.
Yep. I don't have anything else for those fights.
No, there was no performance of the night, by the way, or no fight of the night. There were just a bunch of $50,000 performance of the nights handed out. So
maybe they could increase that to like 100,000. We've been doing 50 for like 10 years. Like, Jesus Christ, like how many profits do you guys need to make? Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that shit will get rectified with this lawsuit. As I laugh. Let's talk about some sponsor action before we go a little deeper.
Yes. Shall we talk a little Manscaped?
Yes.
Fresh ball fall is upon us.
Sweet.
And you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. Nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for that sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cuffing season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com/MMA Nuts for 20% off and free shipping.
I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's time for nice flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim our balls. And by now, you've heard of them, but it's time to join 9 million men. Holy shit, they're adding millions every day worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all, like the Performance Package 4.0.
And bring in the fall right. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all for your balls with Manscaped.
That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, the bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And remember that Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. It's a simple process. You can go to BlueChew.com, sign up, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done on the internet. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and look weird. You'd be good. Just do it online. Yeah,
just look weird in person, you know. Right. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And this episode is also sponsored by Ridge Wallet. And this is your last chance to enter the Ridge Hennessy Sweepstakes, where without spending a dollar, you can enter on their website for a chance to win a brand new upgraded Hennessy Ford Bronco or $75,000 if you prefer cold hard cash. You get one bonus entry for every dollar you spend on the site, and custom Hennessy products come with up to 1,000 entries. And if you use our link, ridge.com/MMA nuts, code MMA nuts, you get 10% off, plus you get 10 bonus entries at checkout. And here's the one I have now. It's the carbon fiber 3K with the smart tag attachment.
And I lost my wallet a couple weeks ago for a day or two. And I was just like, I need that thing, right? Like, that tag is amazing.
I'll send it right over. You have.
I was so pissed. It ended up being in the laundry. But anyways, you know, we don't realize how much shit we have in our wallets. We have everything in there. Like, our lives are in there.
And yes, can it's really very
fuck
scary.
If you lose it, it's
like, what? It was in there. I have no idea. There's so much shit, like handwritten notes, good luck charms, whatever.
Notes.
Ooh. Yes.
And to keep in mind, guys, that it holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. It's my favorite. The walls have over 80,000 five-star reviews. Durable material means each wall comes with a lifetime warranty. And the Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it, they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. Whoa, easy. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it within 99 days.
That's right. Yeah. And if you've ever been considering getting a Ridge, now is the best time. You can save 10% off with code MMANuts at ridge.com/MMANuts. And just like that, right back to the show. What else is going on?
I've got a bunch of things. So let's see. What do I want to start with? I'll save this one for later. I'll just do a quick one for you.
Sure.
Junior Dos Santos.
Yes.
Recently on the MMA fighting podcast, revealing that he's going to face the winner of Alan Belcher and Roy Nelson, who are going to be fighting for the Gamebred Bare Knuckle Heavyweight Championship belt in October at the right around Halloween. Maybe is it on your birthday? I don't even know. It's around your birthday.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah. So apparently he's next, Junior Dos Santos. And so I'm excited. They're doing great things.
Fuck, cool. Yeah. Like, I love any of those fights. If Alan Belcher and Roy Nelson, I never, like, what the fuck? I like, what weight class was he fighting at? He was like 170 in the UFC.
Yep.
And now, or 185, fuck if I can even remember. And now he's fighting at heavyweight, and I'm a fucking heavyweight Roy Nelson. So I'd like Alan Belcher to win that fight, but either of those guys fighting Junior Dos Santos, Belcher or Nelson, interesting as fuck. Because I don't like, because everyone is juiced to the tits. So I gotta say, Roy Nelson's out, Belcher's in. And you're gonna have Belcher versus Dos Santos? That's insane. I don't know where Belcher's. Well, Belcher's a good striker, so like
really he good striker.
And Dos Santos is a good boxer, so
fireworks!
I love it.
It's gonna be awesome.
What else did I see? There's UFC this weekend. I guess I can pull it up. Whoa, Mortal Kombat ad face fucking me like the broadcast. I think Mortal Kombat bought all the ads. Fizzy's Game Rod. That's your main event. You can kind of see.
And Iggy.
Oh, no. Looks like Michelle Waterson got married. Or she's just finally putting her name up. Michelle Waterson Gomez. A bunch of guys, people fighting.
Tim Means.
Oh. Look at that. The Dirty Bird.
Oh, shit.
Hannah Goldie, she's got an OnlyFans page. Don't know anything about that, but anyway. So that's going on. One other thing, a couple of things, but there's some rumors about the PFL walking away from the Bellator deal, and that Bellator may just fold out right now. Is that weird?
Like no one's going to take it over or anything?
Yeah, and they're just going to get folded because I believe Paramount owns them. And I think all these publishing, I don't even know what you call them, a broadcasting company, I think they're all struggling with like all the properties they own of like, what the fuck do we do? Cause they're not making as much money. And especially like now that you have a writer's strike, like unless you have some deep properties that you own that you can run reruns on, like Friends, Seinfeld, whatever, Big Bang Theory, like the staple bullshit, you might be fucked. So, but it still seems like there's value in Bellator, no? To someone?
You would think. I mean, I think the problem is this merger between wrestling and the UFC kind of puts them in a position of not giving a fuck about anybody else. So it's like, I don't even think they'd be interested in getting those guys back or buying Bellator. So it's like...
Well, yeah, the UFC has no interest.
No. So it's like, I'm talking about getting the fighters back. So they're going to be fucked. Where are they going to go? That's the question. You know, maybe some people will end up in that game bread and they'll maybe go to different types of sports.
Yeah, there's options.
Just not awesome options. I don't know.
No, but, and it's tough because... I guess we could skip ahead a little bit, but I was looking at Mike Perry said he just signed a multi-fight deal with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship for $8 million. And then I go back to, why do people still fight in the UFC? If you can be in these other orgs that make so much money.
Good question. Well, I think you take a lot of damage in bare knuckle fighting, right?
Yeah. But... And he's their number one guy. So that's the guy who's going to make the most money. Like, he's fucking built for that sport. But it almost seems like your path now, if you're in MMA, is like you go to the UFC. It's almost like you take a pay cut to be in the UFC to build your brand, not the UFC brand. You're building your brand there, getting popularity. And then you leave there and go off because it's like all these guys. Look at Nate Diaz. How much did he make fighting Jake Paul? Francis Ngannou, how much is he going to make fighting Tyson Fury? All these fucking Mike Perry's making $8 million, and Mike Perry was not a top guy. It's just he found a really good niche for himself. But it's like build your brand in the UFC and go somewhere else and make bank. And if you can get into boxing, even Conor McGregor fighting Floyd Mayweather, fuck.
Yep.
Millions upon millions, 30 million, 50 million. I don't even know what he made, but and he still had to cut the UFC in on that one. But if he just left outright, all that money was his. So it's a crazy scenario. So
I don't know. The whole thing is nuts.
Yeah. As long as everyone gets paid. I mean, you know, it's great on paper, but if you go to one of these orgs and you have this multi-fight deal and then all of a sudden the org folds. Bellator, am I gonna get paid? Like, I signed this contract for 8 fights and I only did my first one. Do I get paid for the rest 7? Probably not.
No, yeah, I'm thinking no. That's a negatory, good buddy.
That's right. What else is happening?
I'm sure you read this story and you're waiting for me to bring this up, but unfortunately, you know what I'm going to say. Our old friend Pat Miletich. On some, when I read these articles and hear, I know for sure, I'm like, I have to talk about it because I know Matt is expecting me to bring this up. So,
yes, because I will skip it knowing you'll bring it up.
Yes. Last week, I think Thursday night, he has had some trouble with DUIs in the past, and apparently he was arrested, allegedly, for driving drunk in Iowa, allegedly drove the wrong way on a freeway. I guess he shot over like the median, stopped at a gas station and passed out. And,
he's tired.
And the cops
hard for the money.
They had to wake him up, and he refused to do any sort of alcohol testing. No blood. No. He
didn't is that good or bad? I don't know.
I have no clue. I mean, no, I would imagine refusing is probably better than putting it on record. You know, you could.
Yeah, the rumors I heard was do the breathalyzer, but don't do the field sobriety shit. But who knows? You're fucked either way. Especially when this is your third one.
Yeah, probably. And he's got a fight coming up and hope, you know, probably.
Yeah, he did a press conference over the weekend. So like 3 days after that happened, he did a press conference. And I think October 14th, he's got a fight against Mike Jackson. And the weird thing is Pat's been in the sport for fucking ever. And Mike Jackson only has like a handful of MMA fights. So one, I don't even know how they sanction it. And two, Miletic is like 52 or 55. I don't remember. He's up there. I don't know what to say about it, but maybe don't drink and drive. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Seems pretty simple. I don't know. I saw the Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz, the gate sales were released.
Ooh.
And they said at the gate, they sold 16,284 tickets. 1,028 were comped. And the gate was just over $3 million, which is kind of surprising. Like, I didn't think it was that many sold. I thought they gave more away. So not bad.
No, not bad.
I don't know what the pay-per-view sales were, and I wouldn't believe that. I think this one was released. I don't know if you get that from the Athletic Commission, but someone posted a document that showed the validity of like, hey, this was the actual number. So this is a legit thing. Seems pretty decent for a sham of a fight. That was a bullshit fight. Yeah.
16,000. That's a good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Jorge Masvidal, did you know that he made his modeling debut over the weekend?
No.
In New York?
Uh-oh. This can go a whole bunch of ways.
I'm going to keep it classy. Here he is on the runway at some New York.
Okay. Get some alligator thing. Crocodile shit. I don't know
what the fuck he's wearing. Like, oops. I mean, these pants.
That's a fucked up look.
Some crazy thing going on here.
Who wears this shit?
She likes
you
it.
You imagine wearing that shit in public?
Well, I don't think anyone actually wears these things, except for on the runway. I feel like they pull like ideas off of what they see on the runway or color styles, and no one actually walks around wearing that outfit. But I mean, good on him. Like, I don't know why they picked him, but hey.
Probably because it was in Miami and they want some heat.
Maybe.
They bring him in. I saw Sal Malvi had a little weight mishap at Karate Combat. He knocked somebody out, though, too.
He did. I have that footage if you want to see it when you're done. Yeah.
I'm already good.
Oh, yeah.
So he pulled the old DC weigh-in trick here.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to it. So take his pants off. And I've tested this out. I've had daughter and wife hold a towel where I stepped on the scale.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot how many pounds. I think you can pull 15 pounds off by putting your hands on the towel.
That towel is bent.
Oh, he's taking a good 5 off right there. Hey, look at that. I fucking made it. No one called me on my cheating.
Wow.
Good for him. This whole thing is a sham.
Did you get the KO footage?
You can post it.
Oh, go can ahead. I? Okay. Yeah, because I mean, he was successful in said attempt.
Yes.
I will not share sound because I don't know what that's gonna do. But here he is.
No, this should be cool with this.
Doing a little
promotion for Karate Combat.
Karate Combat, baby. Oh, a little chin music. There he goes.
And then you get 5 seconds once he gets knocked down to do a little ground and pound once they hit the ground like that.
Yeah.
And if they hit the side of that, you're not a grounded opponent, so you can still kick people in the head.
Ooh.
Because Bas Rutten was on the Jason Ellis podcast, and they were talking a little bit more about Karate Combat, and he was laying that down. I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a fucking soccer kick because you're kind of grounded, but you're kind of not. And you can fucking dial it off. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this one. So there was, I don't know what the scenario was, but this happened today. I don't know if this guy ran on the field at one of the football games, but here we go. This I gotta adjust the sound because I'm gonna guess this is gonna be turbo loud, but here we go.
Oh geez,
is that too loud?
It's okay. It's loud, but it's not terrible. Okay.
So this guy's cuffed. He's getting up. Some guys popping off to him.
Oh!
Headbutt.
Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God!
I love the guy calling the action.
It's a Bengals game.
I just saw that shit.
But the guy, oh my God! Oh my God! I just saw that shit. You should mix a little peanut butter and chocolate in front of him. Guy's losing his mind. Or do the thumb trick, like, oh my God! Oh my God! Here you go.
Well, giving you some more football, on Saturday, I don't know if you watched any of the college games, but
no, there was a
mishap that happened with one of the cheerleaders, and I'm uh-oh, guessing we can show this, but here he is doing his little flip action, Iowa cheerleader, and down go his pants.
Oh, that's too bad. He should have had nothing on under there.
He recovered.
Cock and balls slapping around.
Recovered fine.
Or a lady friend.
Good
know.
On him, you know. Football. So we got to talk about a story regarding John McDessie, right? Because he recently shared details for the 293 fight he had against Jamie Malarkey. Here, I'm going to post this up. A little profit and loss statement for said victory.
Where did this fight happen?
Australia.
Okay.
Australia. So here you go. Here it is, UFC 293, right? So he has a show purse of $58,000, right? And then you have what looks to be, can you see that okay? I can zoom in. What looks
well, I can't, but everyone else probably yes. can. That's better.
So
yeah, I can see that.
Under deductions, you have overweight penalty for himself or an addition for the opponent if they're overweight. Then there's medical airfare and licenses. So medical is like almost $800.
So he's got to pay for his own fucking medical and airfare.
I was going to ask you.
Fuck.
I mean, the airfare, I could kind of understand, maybe.
I don't understand that at all.
Medical?
You're a multi-billion-dollar company. You can't cover medicals. You can't cover fucking airfare.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Well, there was an eye test, labs, a chest x-ray, physical. And something that says other, which is $266, which apparently is a visa fee. He has to pay to come over there. Like, the whole thing is kind of fucked up. But then here's the kicker.
Right.
The Australian government has 45% taxes. If you can see here,
holy
took $26,100 in taxes out of his pay.
Took pretty much half of his pay.
Egregious. Egregious.
That is so wild. Like, I've never thought about that. Of like, yeah, you have to pay the tax rate of where you're fighting. I didn't even think about, oh fuck, you're fighting in another country. Because usually that high of a percentage is when you're in the multi-million dollar range, is when they tax you at that like 50% level. Not at I'm at 50 grand. You're gonna fucking take half the guy's money. Hey, fuck you, Australia. And fuck the UFC too, because cover his airfare. That basically you took 10% of his pay. At the end of the day, if you're looking at the 28,000, you took 2,000 plus his medicals. You took 10% of what he took home, when you could easily cover that. And I don't know if that's for his corner or what, or if that's for him, but regardless, you should be covering him and all of his corner, three or whatever the corner is. If it's four,
yeah,
give a shit, cover that stuff. That is just, it's unhealthy for the fighters to make them pay all that.
Well, right. So like, if you're making 10 to 10 or 15, right, 20 to show, and then you don't win, like, how do you can't even, with this math, what do you take home? $1,000? Like, by the time you're done? Like, that's insane.
This is like the recording industry. Like,
yeah,
we fucking nickel and dime you all the way down. Oh, by the way, we did all this advertising for you, so you actually owe us money. Oh, all that beer you drank? This is Blues Brothers. Yeah, you actually owe us after the show.
Right.
Like, okay, well, just come to the car. I'll, I like to write it out on my dashboard. I can write you a check. Fuck, man.
That
does not look good for the UFC. I've never seen that posted before, which is interesting. This is the first time in, like, how many years did someone actually post that? I think he was posting that more of a shit on the Australian government, but it also shits on the UFC.
It sure does, especially with this, like, medical airfare thing, like you're saying, you know?
Yeah, it's 100% not fair to the fighter. And yes, they'll get a little bit of money from the sponsorship, but that still isn't, it shouldn't be an offset of like, hey, we're giving you sponsor money and that covers this and that. Fuck that. You should cover medicals, airfare, hotel. Did he have to pay for his hotel on top of that too?
I mean, I don't know if it says, it's definitely it's had insane. To pay. Probably did, I would guess.
It's insane.
Craziness.
Let's do some Kale of the Week action.
Okay.
So this first guy, I'll just say, this guy got hit so hard, he fucking questioned his sexuality. He's like, am I gay or not? Yep, I'm gay.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man, that hurt my feelings. Oh, that was one. Let's go two. Oh, I don't even know what language we are. But fuck it, let's do some sound.
Mas é que a pressão do Goulart colocada é muito grande. Diabo direto afiado. Aí o chute alto. Muito
versátil. Oh, that's a dislocated knee.
That looks bad.
And the last one. I usually save the best for last. I don't know. Oh, fuck. This one fired off right off the bat, too. There you go.
Oh, damn.
And that was like a mouthpiece and a kick out of the ring. I think you get... Do you think he's dead? I think he's dead.
I think he might be dead. I got one for you, too.
Good.
If I can pile on.
Yes.
Hang on. Here we go.
They used to call that something back in the day. That's not correct to say anymore.
Here we go. Here's a little Muay Thai finish. Oh. You got all of that one.
Oof.
A little spinning kick.
Yeah, and then I'm at Ask the Nuts, unless you got some more stuff.
Well, just one quick thing, and yeah, then I'll get to Ask the Nuts. I found this, here's this, I know we had talked about, let me share my screen. I know we had talked about, like, basketball and, like, wrestling together.
Perfect, yeah.
But I don't know if we ever saw basketball, but on a wrestling mat instead of, like, an actual court.
How do they even dribble?
They don't. It's
this is like rugby. Then,
rugby,
football.
Rugby, right? And I mean, it's pretty brutal. I'm enjoying it. I don't know what you call it.
Fuck yeah!
It's
add some trampolines in here.
I feel like the net might be a little lower. There's
suplex. That guy's neck is broken. Yeah, he'll never walk again.
Just throwing dudes around like you're standing there trying to play defense, and someone just comes up behind you and suplexes your ass. I mean, cool.
You should get shit on then. If you've been suplexed, then someone else comes out, like a 350-pound man comes out and shits on you. Oh, you guys got shouldered.
Yeah, so.
Thrown for a loss.
There you go.
I want to get your thoughts on this. This is some professional, I think these are NBA players. Yes, they're talking about, I'll just play this and you can fucking hear the soundbite and give your thoughts on what they're saying here.
But like I said, with a year of training defense, I just need ground defense.
I think the scary thing, because we're big
talking
athletes,
about John Jones.
It's like, okay, JJ can move how you move, and he's 6'8". Right. That's the scary part, like where, okay, he can do everything you do, and he's 6'8". Like, that's where the big difference comes in.
Yeah, and the opposite is, he started learning how to use your hands and your feet, what, after college? Like, I've been punching and kicking since I was 5-6 years old. So like, oof. The same thing for me though is the opposite for him, because he been wrestling for that long, learning all his wrestling moves and things like that for that long. For me, you know what I mean, I started learning the wrestling game and all that in middle school, the jujitsu. You know, he has a big advantage there because no one wants to get on the floor, but as long as I can keep him from going on the floor, I win. I think I could.
So what do you think about that? These are
How high were they before they decided that?
Well, it is the NBA, right? These motherfuckers smoke weed all day.
I think if John toyed with him, it would last less than a minute. If he actually tried to finish him, it would last less than 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I think that guy is delusional.
This is the most blasphemous shit I've ever heard. What are you talking about? I don't give a fuck if you're an athlete. You don't train. And even if whatever training you do, this is the best fighter MMA has ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
And you think you just step in and beat him? Go fuck yourself. That's my phrase of the show. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. I like it.
So we saw that one. And here's another Astonuts. This is a fighting type question. So who will you choose? This is a two will protect you. The other 10 will try to kill you. You have Thor, Wonder Woman. It's like Ghost Rider, Flash, Superman, Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Deadpool, Batman, Doctor Strange, and Wolverine.
I think I got to take Deadpool as one.
Okay.
Yeah, the second one is tough. I'm going to go with Thor.
Okay.
Who do you got?
I can name that tune in one note. Doctor Strange. I'm going to use his fucking time fucking manipulator, go back in time and kill everybody's fucking parents.
Nice.
And if I can't do that, I'm taking Doctor Strange. Well, I think I got to go with the Hulk because he's pretty fucking tough. He'll fuck some shit up.
Yeah,
but it's just Deadpool a time thing.
He can't be killed, Deadpool, you know?
It's so true.
There's that.
Him and Wolverine. I don't know if Wolverine can die either. Mm-hmm. He regenerates all the time.
Well, he did die. Remember?
Well, eventually. Eventually. But did he? Did he?
I don't know. Very sad movie. Don't watch it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of sadness. And then, oh, this person posted this one. It's Mr. Testosterone Estrogen. What's this move called? I don't know what we're doing.
Oh, man.
It's the gayness.
Little oil check. It's like the opposite of the dick twist.
I don't know. I'm going to cleanse the palate real quick.
Thank you, please. Good Lord.
Because we can't have that kind of shit going down. Let's do a fun weigh-in.
Ooh.
I'll go full screen for you. I don't know. I feel like you should be able to wear bikinis, thongs, whatever you want. Get your dimple on.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. I'm a big fan.
Anyway.
I like it. I like it like that.
Whoa. Fucking sharing. I'm not sharing. I don't know. What else is happening?
You want some knowledge?
Let's hit some knowledge.
Okay. Well, I discovered recently a vinyl you may want to purchase because for your collection.
Here you go.
I heard it's all the rage. Just fucking whisper into my butthole and see if it whispers back.
Nice. Do I need to sun my butthole? I've heard of this. I've heard of people sunning their butthole.
Wait, how do you do that? That sounds like you could like potentially
go outside, get your butthole in the sunlight. Why? I don't know if you need to spread your cheeks like Mike Honcho that's in Talladega Nights. I'll move right along.
I have no comment. I don't know what to say.
You might have seen me as Mike Honcho. I spread my butt cheeks.
Oh, no.
Along those lines.
Yeah. No, I got you now.
I've heard of a cement truck, a dump truck, and now, as I pull this up, we have the cum truck. We ain't hauling milk.
I love it.
Wow. I don't know where to go with that.
How do they get it in there? Is my question. How's that work?
Yeah, is it direct deposit? Like my paycheck? Just go straight in.
Yes.
Shut down before we go too much off the rails.
Good Lord. Alrighty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.